Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about what you can do to cast vision in each of the six pillars of intimacy to make this your best year yet.
And Rosabeth Cantor had this to say about vision. She said, "A vision is not just a picture of what could be. It's an appeal to our better selves, a call to become something more." And I think as we talk about casting vision to make this the best year yet, there is this appeal to become something more. To become, you know, one half of a couple in an extraordinary marriage, right? Because you each do what you can do. And we're going to be digging into that in today's show. But first and foremost, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And if you are brand new to the One Extraordinary Marriage show, first we want to say welcome.
Yes, welcome to a new year. And we are blessed and honored to have you part of the one family.
Absolutely. And for those of you that don't know, a hug is really, it's an opportunity for Tony and I to celebrate the two of you, what you're doing, the steps that you're taking, the actions that you're making in your marriage. And this,
and I just want to say, hey, send in your hugs. We want to hear about, we want to hear what you're going through and what you've gone through and the breakthrough you've had and celebrate you. So again, send those into hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com or text them over to us at 858-876-5663.
So this hug came from a direct message that we had received on Facebook that said, "I just came across your podcast and I've listened to a few randomly and just today started at number one."
Oh yeah.
Wow.
All the way from the beginning.
Okay. So just quick disclaimer here. If you are listening to the shows way back when.
Well, at this point in time, way back when would be 12 years.
12 years ago. So we are significantly older. 12 years, and a lot of life has changed. So just
Absolutely.
Give us grace. This is just, you know, a little note from Tony and I. Give us a little bit of grace if you go back and listen to those old shows.
Yep.
We're not the same people. But I started at number one and working my way through all of them. "You two are so enjoyable to listen to, and I feel as though my marriage is identical to yours before self-discovery and healing."
Mm.
"Elisa, your explanation of miscarriage was so enlightening.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has had more than one and has never said anything to me about her feelings."
Wow.
I mean, that really gets to the heart of the emotional intimacy. He goes on to say, "I was in tears after your explanation and apologized deeply to my wife for not knowing what she was going through, as I was the same as Tony in keeping my emotions to myself. I hope I can get my wife listening to you too, and I'm praying she will.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for giving me such great joy in listening to your podcasts."
That's awesome.
I just have to say, I mean, here's a husband that's working on his emotional intimacy, right? Of acknowledging where he was as his wife was going through miscarriage, you know, where she might have been just hearing the story. And that's a way for a couple to really just start building that pillar together. So kudos to them and the journey that they're on. And, you know, here we are. It is a brand new year,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, husbands and wives.
Happy new year.
And I think, you know, every new year just brings this promise of what could be, right? The expectations, you know, you start thinking, in January, you know, like, where are we going to be at the end of the year? Right? I mean, all of us are going to be another year older. It's going to happen. You're going to have a birthday sometime this year. But what will our marriages look like? Right? How will, just like this couple, how will your six pillars of intimacy be stronger because of the actions that you take this year? And some of you are just like, oh my gosh, Elisa, I have no idea. Right? That's why we're doing this show.
Trip.
This is our New Year's gift to you guys, doing a show like this, because the definition of insanity, I know we've all heard it, but I think it bears repeating. And that is, it's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And I'm just going to like burst into everybody's bubble. The same thing is true in marriage. You can have marriage insanity. You can be doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. But if you want this year to look different than last year, right? If you want this new year to look different, it's time to cast the vision for what that difference is going to be, for what those changes are going to be. You know, last week we talked about what y'all are believing for.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we're actually putting some meat on those bones, right? Going from just believing into doing, because we've been there, you guys. We have been there. I remember New Year's Eves where we're like, woohoo, you know, party, kiss at midnight, all that kind of good stuff. And then January rolls around. Why are you making that face at me?
Because you said kiss at midnight. And I'm like, oh, and I remember back in the years when we'd actually have sex, like, you know, like start off the new year having sex, like right after we went to bed on the first. It hasn't been a while. It's been a while.
I was going to say it has been a while because I think we're usually like, I'm so tired. I have to go to sleep. That's what happens when you get older. Sometimes you get really tired after midnight and you're like, I need to go to
maybe sleep.
Maybe this year.
We're forecasting, you know, into as we go in from 22 to 23, we're going to already forecast it.
See, but that's a big part of it, right? Like even having these conversations and starting to go, okay, what's that going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't cast a vision, if you don't start to say, what are we going after? Well, I can tell you that this year is going to look just like last year did, right? And I know you guys have heard this, but at the beginning of the year, it's so critical for us to remind you that extraordinary marriages are all about couples being intentional and taking action.
That's right.
That's what this whole concept of casting a vision to make it your best year yet. To cast, that is a verb. It is an action word. In case, you know, some of you have been a few years out of like elementary school, those are the words that do, right? And the word to cast means to move or to put forth. And that's what we're doing. We're actually putting forth, we're encouraging you and we're equipping you to put forth what is going to happen this year. What's the vision for what the two of you are going to create?
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing though, too. This is also that time where we have to look at ourselves individually as well as look at our marriage. So how are you putting in a 100%? What's the vision you're casting for yourself so you're able to give 100% into your marriage? Because mm-hmm. Elisa and I don't believe in the 50-50 marriage. Like I don't put 50% of myself in and she puts 50% of herself in. We come to this marriage putting 100% of ourselves in. So as you look at even your six pillars of intimacy and you're looking at those and you can even look at them individually and go, how am I going to put and cast vision in each one of those so that I come to the table and I come to my marriage 100% in? How do I do it in my emotional intimacy? Does it mean I need to journal this year a little bit more, just individually? Does it mean I need to be praying more? Does it mean individually I need to be in my Bible? Does it mean individually in my recreational intimacy that I actually have to pick up and do an activity? Maybe it's time that you need to get physically fit again. Whatever that may be for you, cast the vision. Because when you do that individually, you're putting 100% of yourself. And then together, you're also casting what you're going to do for this year.
You're so sexy when you get fired up like that.
I just get, you know, it is. Yeah. Because believe you me, you guys, we do these because it's also for us.
Uh-huh.
And we need to hear this, and we're working through this. Marriage is a journey. Life is a journey. We never arrive. And, you know, as we talk about casting vision, Elisa and I have been truly blessed to be at our home church here in San Diego, Awaken Church, where we do a Vision Sunday. And we've been a part of that for the 7 years that we've been here at Awaken Church. And I will tell you, each and every year, we put down what we're believing for individually, together. And I have looked back on some of those cards. And guess what? Things haven't happened. Like what I put down didn't happen in that year. Maybe they didn't happen the next year. And yet I've been able to go back and look at some of them now. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that did happen this year. Maybe 2 years, you know, that I wrote it down. Mm-hmm. But I see it and I'm like, but I cast that vision.
Yeah.
And now it's coming to fruition because I had to sow in. I had to put in. I had to do it, the hard work, which I thought I was going to be able to do in that year. And I thought it would come together. And yet the planting and the reaping can sometimes take a little more time than we think.
Absolutely. And, you know, for those of you that aren't that familiar with this concept of casting vision in your marriage, I just want to like bring it out of the personal relationship and take it into the professional world. Because there are many, many companies. In fact, I would venture to say almost every company. I will use one of those big words that I don't use all the time, right? Almost every company has a vision statement. You know, you might see it on display in their lobby, or it's in the employee manual, but it's that tangible expression of what they're working towards, right? It's that culmination of the ideas of that just literally drives forth everything that they do. It's what they're wanting to accomplish. And I want to actually, as we're at the start of this year, I want to share with you all what this looks like, because then we're going to pull it out and talk about it personally.
Yeah.
So here are some of the big visions that we are going after here at One Extraordinary Marriage.
And I just want to say, overarching, like for One Extraordinary Marriage, our big vision is to impact one couple.
Mm-hmm.
One couple. And it may sound like, oh, well, that's sort of small, you guys. Like, why wouldn't you go for bigger? Because we know here, for Elise and I and our team, if we impact one couple, we're going to impact a million. We're going to impact 5 million. We're going to impact 10 million. But each and every day we get up and we go, how are we going to impact one couple? And that may be you today.
Mm-hmm.
You picking up the 6 pillars of intimacy may be what you need to do. And you reading that and going, oh my goodness, we're casting vision.
Mm-hmm.
You're the couple today. And we're truly honored and blessed to be able to get behind these microphones and do that each and every day.
Absolutely. So this year, part of the vision of what we're going after is we are, you know, this past year, we launched the 6 Pillars of Intimacy book, which many of you have already picked up. If you haven't, you can go to 6pillarsofintimacy.com. But in 2022, we are launching the audiobook,
mm-hmm.
the workbook,
yep.
and a planner to all go along with it. Guys, this is going to be your tool. This is the equipping, but we have to have the vision that it's going to go, like it's going to get created. Otherwise you don't have the tool, right? It's that impact. It's that scope of what's going to happen.
Now, vision, and Elise even said a little bit, you know, last week we were talking about breakthrough, and this week we're talking about casting vision, and you can cast vision, and yet you still need to put some meat on that.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying we're going to do a workbook or do the audiobook or do the planner is one part of it. Then we got to break it down into the goals and the steps and everything we got to do to get to those pieces. And that's what you're going to have to do too for every single place that you're going. Hey, you want to buy a house this year?
Mm-hmm.
That's your vision. You're casting. Great. Now you need to go find the lender and figure out what you qualify for. Then you got to figure out how much you got to put down. And then you got to look and see how much you have in your banking account. Does that match up? And if not, are you going to be able to save enough this year to do that? Or do you need to go get a side hustle? Or do you need to look at maybe possibly getting a new job or whatever it may be, so that way you can get the funds to put on the down payment on your home?
So amazing.
So just to cast the vision is one thing, but we're extraordinary here, and so we're going to dive a little bit deeper, and we're going to go down.
Absolutely. And you know, we're giving you some of these business examples, right, of what One Extraordinary, because we also want you just to get in touch with what does that look like? Because a lot of times it is more easy to go, oh, okay, well, if we were an organization, and the reality is that you and your spouse are an organization.
Yeah.
You're an organization of two.
Yeah. And you can call your whatever your last name is. And like Elise and I, we could be like DiLorenzo Inc. You know, we are an organization.
And so, and part of the reason we share this too, is that there are so many principles that work in the business world that if we would just bring them into our homes, into our marriages, breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
My coaching clients hear me say that all the time. And you know, another thing that we're doing this year, because one, Tony and I literally can't touch every single person that is married. Like we can't. I mean, the podcast, yes, we had, you know, 2.5 million downloads last year. I mean, it was heard by a lot of people. But you all know people that we don't know.
And know people who know people.
Who know people.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of our vision for impacting the one marriage next year is that we're not taking this into 23, we're doing this in 22, is to launch a certified coaching program for, you know, those counselors, therapists, marriage educators who want to bring the 6 pillars of intimacy into their practice, because mm-hmm. they know people that need this resource, because they want to impact marriages in the same way that we are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, guys, for years, we have talked about launching a coaching program.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things, like when Tony talks about, you know, stuff that's been on a vision card for years and years, we have talked about this. We have talked about it as an organization, but it actually wasn't until it got married with the 6 pillars of intimacy. And this is, and I'm sharing this with you because sometimes vision takes time. It wasn't until we launched the 6 pillars of intimacy that we realized that that would be the framework that we could equip marriage educators, counselors, mm-hmm. and therapists with a resource that they could use. So we get into this and we're talking about these different things, but I want to remind you that in Proverbs 29:18, it says, without vision, the people perish. And as I was reading that, just preparing for the show, I'm like, okay, I'm going to put like a little marriage paraphrase on this that just says, without vision, a marriage perishes. A couple falls into being roommates and feeling utterly disconnected. But I want you to know, here we are at the start of this year. It doesn't have to be this way. So let's talk about how you can cast vision for the new year after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counterful of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We're back, and we're talking about casting vision in your six pillars of intimacy for this brand new year. And I want you to just stop and think about each pillar, right? What do you want to experience? Like truly experience in the next 30, 60 days, this year? And like, don't just say, you know, well, I want to have better communication or I want to have better sex. That doesn't mean anything.
It's good.
It's a start, but it's not tangible. You actually have to get specific.
Yeah.
Because when you get specific, then you actually are empowered to make the decision about how you're going to allocate your emotional, physical, and financial resources.
Mm-hmm. And here's one thing I want to share with you. As you begin to look at this, when you come to oneextraordinarymarriage.com, you get on the homepage, you scroll all the way down, you'll find a search bar. If there's something you're looking for, just search it. We have over 12 years of resources for you guys between the podcasts and articles and other resources, books and whatever. I mean, we have so much. Just search. I'm telling you, to put that meat on the bones of whatever you're going after, if you're looking at your financial intimacy, if you're looking at your physical intimacy, I mean, heck, we did a series many years ago called The Kissing Game.
The Kissing Game.
The Kissing Game. Yeah, I was like, I'm trying to
remember. I thought you were going to say Marriage and Money. That's why I was like,
Marriage and Money was a great series around your financial intimacy. Go look these things up. Go listen to them, because each one of them is going to give you the resources you need to set something up. Maybe for your kissing game is you're going to set up a kissing challenge this year. Like, you're going to go 7 days and you're going to just kiss one another in your own way to increase and strengthen your physical intimacy pillar.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, guys, what we're sharing right now, like, we actually sat down as we were heading into the new year and we said, hey, you know what? We need to look at each one of our six pillars.
Mm-hmm.
We need to, like, we are doing this in real time. Guys, we have a calendar. We've said, what do we want the next 30, 60 days? We started going, okay, let's look at each one of the six pillars. So emotionally, do you need to schedule a coffee break every week or a walk and talk,
mm-hmm.
right? Do you need to have that on your calendar so you know that you're hitting that emotional intimacy pillar? You know, Tony mentioned the kissing game. There were people last year, I know, that were doing kissing challenges, you know, 7 days. They took the 7 days sex challenge, made it a 7-day kissing challenge, and were really focused on their physical intimacy pillar.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you are going to say, you know what, this year, this month, we're going to actually be intentional about discussing our monthly cash flow plan, aka budget, aka income and outflow, right? We're going to do it. We're going to put it on the calendar and then we're going to sit there. It doesn't matter how uncomfortable we are. We're going to do it. For some of you, you're going to say, hey, you know what? We're going to make it a point to go to church together this year, or we're going to start a devotional, or we're going to actually, I don't know, pray together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I'm giving you different ideas in each one of these intimacies because I want you to just start going, okay, what would that look like for us?
In each one of your pillars. Now, here's the beauty in it. You don't have to get them all done in the first 30 days of the year. This is the beauty of what you get to do and design in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
As you look at your pillars, you may look at, hey, doing a sex challenge in this month. And yet next month may be something different. You're still strengthening along the way. And some of you, like Elisa and I, we're going to get our coffee breaks back on our calendar. We're going to get into our rhythm again of doing that mm-hmm. because we need to strengthen our emotional intimacy. As much as we get to talk behind the microphones and we get to talk about marriage and we get to talk with you guys and all the, Elisa and I need to strengthen our own. So that way we are strengthening all six of our pillars mm-hmm. throughout this year. So these things as well, as you're casting vision, it's not like you got to throw it all right now, right in this moment in time. You could be casting vision for things that you're going to do in later on in the year, maybe in the middle of the year. It's really like, hey, like our big vacation is our recreational intimacy. For some of you, that's like a 7-10 day trip. Mm-hmm. For others of you, you're like, you know what? We'd rather just go for a couple of overnighters or 4 overnighters over the course of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Whatever you guys choose, that's between the two of you. And you are strengthening your marriage to make it extraordinary in your special way.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just enough to say, okay, what do we want our marriage to look like? Or what do we want to experience in the next 30, 60, 90 days, this next year? But I actually want you to go deeper. And what I mean by that is I want you to start to get into this place where you're thinking about what will my marriage look like and feel like when these things happen? When we're focused on building our six pillars, what's going to shift between the two of us? And I'll tell you, the phrase that I use with a lot of my coaching clients, I use the phrase, paint me a picture. Paint me a picture of what it will be like with all of your senses. You know, what will the smiles be like between the two of you? What will the conversations feel like when you're building your emotional intimacy? How will the two of you, how will your touches shift this year when your spouse knows that they're a priority or you feel like you're a priority? Like, what's the difference between, you know, that quick peck on the cheek as you're kind of like flying by each other, running out the door to, hey, like, I'm just going to stop and kiss you. Like Tony and I recently did, we were doing a photo shoot, just preparing for some stuff for this new year. And we were standing in the middle of the street, beautiful tree-lined street, and just kind of goofing around while the videographer was prepping some stuff. And one of the other people on set was like, oh, hey, you know, what are you guys doing? And I literally just turned around and I grabbed his face and I kissed him.
Yeah.
And I will tell you guys, that is not a normal Elisa occurrence. Probably surprised everyone, but no more so than a Tony being surprised. And it made for a really great picture. One of the people just like snapped a shot with their camera. But it was one of those pictures where I'm like, you know what? That's what I want more of. Even though I will be the first to tell you, for me personally, the physical intimacy pillar, not as much of a priority. But I know it is for Tony. And this is a big part of casting vision, you guys. It's not just what's important to you as an individual. It's what's also important to your spouse. Because the two of you are casting a vision for your marriage. You're getting into this place of saying, if we're going to be extraordinary, it's going to take the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take the two of us understanding. It's going to take the two of us spending time together. It's going to take the two of us allocating our resources.
Through all the emotional highs and lows that you'll experience in the course of a month, a couple of months, and the year.
Mm-hmm.
Those don't go away, right? We're going to go through some stuff. We don't know what's going to happen just yet, but I will tell you, I know Elisa and I, having been married to her for 25 years, that there's going to be some stuff that's going to come up and down that's going to rattle us maybe at times. And there are going to be times when we're on a high that we're just like, wow, this is just working so amazing.
Mm.
And yet we still have casted our vision to know that together we're going to have the extraordinary marriage that we desire. And we're going to stand side by side and go, wow, that didn't turn out the way we thought. Or, wow, that argument was a little more intense than I thought. What's going on with you? Maybe, you know, we need to get some health, a little health check on our own selves and our own heart. What's going on? Do we need to go into some coaching, which we are doing? Like, that's even for our own selves. Like, we do this, we speak about it, but we're also there as well because we want to cast vision to be as healthy as we possibly can.
Guys, nothing that we share with you, we aren't doing ourselves. Right? Like, I want you to know, we get behind these mics and we share these strategies with you and we're talking, but we're doing this in real time with you, right? We're asking the questions as we start thinking about, you know, what do we want to experience and what's our marriage going to look like? We're asking the questions of ourselves, you know, what can I do? And we're asking the question of one another. I mean, there's a reason all six pillars of intimacy, each one of those chapters in the book has this section, what can I do and what can we do? We're asking one another those questions. And here's why we're doing it in real time with you. Because Tony and I don't have a perfect marriage. We have a great marriage. We have an extraordinary marriage. But it's not perfect. And we will never come behind these microphones with you and tell you we've got it all figured out and it is rainbows and unicorns every single day for Team DiLorenzo. But what we will share with you is that we are casting vision with you and we can't wait to hear. Like, I would love to have some hugs where you guys are talking about the vision that you've cast for this year and how you're looking at the strategies. You're looking at each one of your six pillars and you're saying, this is the vision and this is how we're going to go do it. When we talk about the six pillars, when we share these things with you, you are equipped. And I will tell you, you are empowered to create the extraordinary marriage that you desire. Mm-hmm. This is not just, you know, a great, you know, 25-minute podcast on a Tuesday or Thursday or whatever day you're listening. We get behind these microphones and we've done it for the last 12 years because we want you to go out and create your best year yet.
That's right. That's right. And hey, if that's what you're after, and you're like, hey, Tony and Elisa, we want our breakthrough and we're going to cast that vision this year, then And you're going, but we need a little more help. Don't miss out on our 6-day intimacy breakthrough course. And you can pick that up at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/breakthrough. Because you know what? This year, we're going to press in. We're excited. We're going to hit episode 700 sometime in the early second.
End of April.
Okay, there it is. End of April. And you know what? We're excited for what's ahead. Because the ups and downs of what marriage brings us and what life brings us is allowing us to continue to strengthen one another, to strengthen each of our pillars in ways that we never thought possible. And so this year, I am praying and I am believing, and both of us are, that you guys are going to be able to look at your six pillars of intimacy and go, you know what? Where we are right now isn't where we're going to be at the end of the year. We're going to strengthen these in their own way throughout this year as we begin the year by casting the vision. So go out there this week. What can I do? What can we do when it comes to your six pillars of intimacy? You guys have yourselves a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.